This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's a very long way from the Ozark Mountains to the top ranks of the publishing world in Manhattan, but it's a distance that Helen Gurley Brown covered, although not without some bumps along the way, eventually becoming a best-selling author, a feminist icon, and a very successful businesswoman. Brown is the subject of a new biography by Jerry Hershey called Not Pretty Enough, The Unlikely Triumph of Helen Gurley Brown. She started as a secretary before finding a home in advertising because, as Jerry Hershey says, Helen Gurley Brown could flat out write.
Oh, she could sling it. She was a very talented conversational writer. Huh. And when she married David Brown, she was 37 by then, single a long time.
Yeah.
It was David who read some of her love letters, actually.
To another man. Right, okay, there we go.
Yeah. But he was struck by that same conversational tone. And to make a long story speed ahead, she got this book idea from him, and they worked on this idea, which became Sex and the Single Girl, which was published in 1962 to great horror acclaim and profit. And that was really the springboard.
Huh. Fast forward then just a couple of years, 1964, 1965, she winds up working for Hearst at Cosmo. And they take what had been a not doing really well magazine and they give it to her and say, run with it, basically, right?
It was dead in the water. In fact, they were sending back 140,000 copies a month. Now, Helen, she ran smack into a really interesting demographic in the 60s, there was an 80% rise in single households, mostly in cities. Huh. And she was right in the pocket with this magazine and had, at that time, no competition. And she was the only one speaking forthrightly about sex, reproductive rights, and that sort of thing.
It wasn't actually sex, right? It was the idea of being able to think, talk, and enjoy the idea of sex, right?
Let us say it was an aspirational magazine.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, there was some instruction,
mm-hmm.
not how-tos in those days.
Right.
Actually, someone did an analysis because Cosmo has always had this rap as a sex magazine.
Yeah.
But when Helen started, and for quite a number of years into it, the percentage of sex-related material was between 5 and 7%.
Mm-hmm.
She also had a genius, what we call in magazines, a mix. I mean, she would run articles on a day in a nuclear power plant.
Wow.
And, you know, things that will make your husband happy.
Huh. And she makes the magazine profitable, right?
Absolutely.
Like in a short period of time, like in a couple of years.
In about 3 years, she had gotten it from, you know, kind of moldering in the 600,000s to close to 1.5 million.
Circulation.
And yes, and the ads just exploded. The ads, when she took over, the ads were at about the same rate of pages as they were in the 1880s.
Oh, man. And yet, and this is you in the book, the glass ceiling at Hearst had the primal fixity of a polar ice cap. I mean, she was a woman in this male-dominated industry, and they let her know.
She saved Cosmo. And yet, in 1972, so, you know, 7 years into it for her, one of the executives there said, you know, Helen, this, you know, your sell-through, meaning her great percentage of mm-hmm. copies sold, is fabulous, we love you, but I have to tell you, you can't come to the big Hearst anniversary party because women aren't allowed.
Yeah.
It was that way. They gave her trinkets, you know, a Mercedes and this and that, but they never paid her what she was worth. They would not let her have a viable travel budget, so she was kept on a very short leash.
Younger women today, younger career women, I wonder if you walked up to 10 of them and said, can you tell me who Helen Gurley Brown was? How many do you think would know even a vague sketch?
Very few. And I think in part, I wouldn't say the company has forgotten about her, but in the big ad, a full-page ad in the Times announcing Cosmo's incredible world domination now, 68 million readers in digital and paper, 64 editions at that time, 100 countries, 37 languages. Helen was not mentioned once. So there has not been any, you know, great reverence in remembering what she did.
Man. The most recent book by Jerry Hershey is called Not Pretty Enough, The Unlikely Triumph of Helen Gurley Brown. It's actually fascinating to read this book. Jerry, thanks very much.
Thank you.